Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for February the 12th, 2023. I'm so glad that you've chosen the spot marked CJMQ on your radio or this bookmarked website on the internet to join with us this morning, or indeed at whatever time or day you are listening to us on the internet. If you are new to this broadcast, I would like to thank you for spending time with us today. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke. May the Lord bless us as we seek him today. Blessed is a word that comes out of Psalm 119, and in the first 8 verses we read these words. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with their heart. They do no wrong but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees! Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Let us pray. God of all life and each life, you are the light of minds that seek to know you. You are the strength for those who seek to serve you. You reveal truth to those who search for you. And so this day, we pause in your presence, resting from our work and our responsibilities, from our worries and distractions. And we come to enjoy your presence and to praise you for the gift of life in Christ and in creation. Receive our prayers and praise this day, for we open our hearts in love and loyalty to you. O God, our all in all. God, who is all in all, you call us to choose life and to walk in your ways, but we are tempted by shortcuts and easy solutions. You ask us to turn from anger and settle our differences, but we cling to grievances and point fingers at others. You ask us to be true to your word, but we prefer to keep everyone happy. Forgive us, O God, and give us courage to follow the paths you set for your people. God invites us to choose life and to find the blessing that comes from following God's ways. Let us accept God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ and choose new life. Let us forgive one another and discover the peace of Christ. Lord, in the midst of life's distractions, still our minds to listen. In the midst of competing voices, speak your word of truth. Send your Spirit to help us make wise choices. For we ask it in the name of Jesus, our teacher and saviour. Amen. We continue in the Sermon on the Mount by picking up the story in Matthew chapter 5 at verse 21, reading through to verse 37. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, 'Raca,' is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, 'Anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce.' But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you've heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the oaths that you have made.' But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Amen. On New Year's Eve, 1997, Katie Hutchison's husband Bob was beaten to death while checking on a party being thrown by his neighbour's son in the small town of Squamish in British Columbia. A wall of silence soon grew up around the killing, and it was 4 years before Ryan Aldridge admitted to having delivered the fatal blow, and he was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 5 years in prison. This is what Katie, the widow of the killed man, said. Less than an hour after Bob was murdered, I stood in the emergency ward beside his body, overwhelmed by a sense of peace, knowing that wherever Bob was now, it was much safer than the place he had just been. And then I went home to tell my 4-year-old twins, Amelia and Sam, that their daddy was dead. I looked into their eyes and knew that I could not allow their lives to become dominated by their father's death. I promised them, and I promised myself, that underneath the horror of what had just happened, we would find a gift. She goes on to say that after 4 years, Ryan Aldridge was arrested. And as she was leaving the police station that day, she spotted him on camera and stood and watched him falling apart. She didn't want to leave him. She had wanted for 4 years for him to say sorry and confess the crime, and now he had done so. And now she found herself face to face with the one who had killed her husband. As he sobbed, it was all she could do not to hold him. And second to the day that she gave birth, it was probably the most human moment of her life, she writes. She met Ryan in prison and heard him acknowledge his fault and ask her for her forgiveness, which she gave to him. She went on to write, "Forgiveness isn't easy. Others have asked, how could you? Well, the way I saw it, how could I not? My children had lost their father, and I did not want them to lose me in the process. If I had been consumed by hatred, anger, and vengeance, what kind of mother would I be? Something happened when Bob died and I found my voice. Forgiveness became an opportunity to create a new and hopeful beginning." And this is what Ryan Aldridge, the man responsible for Bob's death, wrote. "Katie's forgiveness is the most incredible thing that anyone has ever given me. It changed my life. There's trouble every day in prison, offers of drugs and threats of fights, but I don't give in. My life would still be full of anger and violence if it wasn't for Katie. Throughout the investigation, the secret of my crime began to destroy me. I became depressed and introverted. I could well have committed suicide if after 4 years I hadn't broken my silence. My family was devastated. Having admitted my guilt, I wanted to apologize face to face for what had happened. And so within an hour of being arrested, I wrote a letter to Katie and her children, apologizing for what I'd done. I also asked a police officer if I could meet with Katie. I'd read about Katie in the papers, but never expected her forgiveness. If I put myself in her shoes, I think I would have hated the person who had done what I'd done to her. And the big question I still ask myself is, why did you do this? And I still can't find an answer. Doing time is easy compared to the guilt I'll have to live with for the rest of my life. But with Katie's forgiveness, I hope that perhaps one day I'll be able to forgive myself." Jesus said, Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Forgiveness is the virtue we value the most, but exercise the least. We all love to be forgiven. We expect it and we want it. But often we struggle to forgive others. We resist it and sometimes we even refuse to do it. Forgiveness is not natural. That's why it's so hard to do. Forgiveness is not fair. Our sense of justice wants to be vindicated. Often we'd rather seek revenge rather than grant forgiveness. We'd rather push blame onto others instead of taking responsibility and asking for forgiveness ourselves. Forgiveness isn't just for others. It's for ourselves as well. Having guilt on our back is never a good feeling, and pride often gets in the way, and we don't feel comfortable asking for forgiveness for however we've hurt those around us. Instead of humbly coming forward and admitting fault, we allow division to rise between our relationships. By simply asking for forgiveness, we can sow the seeds of peace, harmony, and restoration. We've all done things wrong at one point or another. We've hurt those closest to us with our words and with our deeds. We've said things in the height of passion and anger that were designed to spur painful emotions. We've lied, cheated, and stole. We've hated, we've been stubborn where we've had no right. We've pushed love aside and we've replaced it with revenge. But through the grace of God, through what Christ has done for us on the cross, we have been forgiven from our own errors and shortcomings before God. An unforgiving heart produces nothing but pain in either the offended, the offender, or even both. Forgiveness frees us from hatred and restores us to a loving relationship with God as well as our fellow human being. Love and forgiveness go hand in hand. You can't love without forgiveness, and you can't forgive without love. Through Jesus Christ's death on the cross, God has graciously erased our debt. We'll never have enough checks to pay off that debt. As we encounter those around us who hurt us, we need to remember our own debt that's been erased and treat our offenders with the same kindness God first showed us.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
Let us pray. God of life and love, in spoken words and in the silence of our hearts, we give you thanks for all of life, for the grace you provide to creation in its diversity, and for your loving kindness known in the details of our lives. Hear us as we pray, and we speak of matters on our hearts and minds this day. Where the church is divided by squabbling or deep disagreement, where Christians emphasize our differences instead of seeking unity in Christ, where we put in our energy into guarding tradition at the expense of honoring new life and relationships with our neighbors, transform us and make all things new. Where families are divided by old hurts or new tensions, where friendships have ended through misunderstanding or neglect, where relationships have been severed by betrayal or thoughtlessness, transform us and make all things new. Where countries are torn by war and conflict, where communities are divided by prejudice or unexamined privilege, where leaders provoke anger instead of building understanding and cooperation, transform us and make all things new. And we bring to you our own prayers, asking for mercy and grace for the things that we need mercy and grace for, mercy and grace for other people, mercy and grace for ourselves. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. It may be that out of the word today, you have someone you need to go do business with, someone to forgive, someone to receive forgiveness from, someone to be reconciled with. Take faith in hand. Go do it. And if you need to find grace to do that, then go to worship the God of all grace. You'd be welcome to join us in person or online at YouTube or Facebook at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength and courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you.
secret what God can do. What is done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam.
There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.